Welcome to I'm Not Supposed to Be Here, the podcast. In this episode, Chapter 16, we continue where Eddie's story left off last time. Lily, are you ready to delve into the fascinating world of Eddie's unexpected reunion and family matters?
Absolutely, Sophia. This chapter is rich with emotional depth and reveals a lot about Eddie's character and priorities. Let's begin.
The chapter opens in Madrid, Spain, in the Malasaña neighborhood. Eddie is searching for gazpacho, a cold Spanish soup, when he unexpectedly encounters Frank Griffiths, his first manager from 15 years prior. What's your initial reaction to this chance meeting, Lily? 15 years is a significant time gap.
It's remarkably serendipitous, Sophia. It speaks volumes about the enduring nature of certain relationships. The fact that they meet again in a completely unexpected location, so far from their original professional connections, suggests a deeper bond than just a business relationship. This is a meaningful reunion, not just a chance encounter. It highlights the impact that Frank had on Eddie's early career, and it offers a glimpse into Eddie's values. Their conversation highlights Eddie's reflection on his career success, his integrity, his avoidance of compromising his principles for success. How do you feel about this, Sophia?
I find it incredibly moving. It emphasizes that true success isn't defined by material wealth or fame, but also by the ethical principles that one maintains throughout their journey. Eddie's pride in having achieved success with integrity shows a depth of character. It also makes one wonder what exactly Frank did for Eddie, the nature of the fantastic Peruvian weed, and what role that played in their relationship. We'll probably learn more about that later on. This reunion seems almost symbolic, a reminder that the past still influences the present and shapes the future.
Indeed. It sets the stage for the rest of the chapter, which shifts its focus to a more personal aspect of Eddie's life. After his meeting with Frank, he visits his 93-year-old grandmother in Madrid. This scene underscores the importance of family for Eddie. He doesn't just visit her. He actively tries to bring her joy and happiness, recounting shared memories, telling stories, and even bringing her gifts. It's a poignant depiction of love and responsibility.
Absolutely. This act of visiting and caring for his grandmother highlights Eddie's dedication to his family. His childhood memories with his grandparents, especially the shared cookies, add a touch of sweetness and nostalgia. The fact that he brings her a walker shows his practical care, while his storytelling and attempts at humor underscore his deep emotional connection. It's a remarkable demonstration of love and responsibility, especially given the context of his busy touring life. We see a side of Eddie that contrasts sharply with his public persona. What strikes you the most about this part of the chapter, Lily?
The unspoken responsibility he feels towards his grandmother after the death of his grandfather. It's a quiet, powerful sense of duty, a legacy passed down through generations. He carries the weight of his family's history and heritage, and he is determined to honor it by caring for his grandmother. It shows a deep empathy, a sense of filial piety that transcends the usual dynamics of a celebrity's life. This unspoken responsibility could serve as an exploration point for listeners. Have they experienced similar familial obligations? How have they navigated those responsibilities? This could spark interesting conversation and perhaps even offer valuable insights and support to our listeners.
I completely agree, Lily. The description of Eddie's visit is so beautifully rendered that it resonates with the listeners on an emotional level. It's a deeply human moment in a story that's often focused on the glamour of the music industry. This visit isn't just a visit. It's a testament to his character, his values, his roots. It's a reminder that even those who are at the peak of their career still have deep emotional attachments to their families, and that those family relationships and obligations are often profoundly important.
It really is. It's a powerful reminder of the simple joys and profound connections that matter most in life, even for those whose lives often appear glamorous from the outside. The contrast between the dazzling world of concerts and the quiet intimacy of his grandmother's apartment is particularly striking. The chapter then shifts to a more reflective tone. Eddie discusses getting a tattoo of his father's birth year, and his motivation behind doing this is not just a visual representation of his love, it's a public declaration of his devotion to his parents. It's a highly personal act, one that symbolizes his gratitude and commitment. What are your thoughts on this, Sophia?
It's a profound expression of love and respect, Lily. The act of enduring pain to get a tattoo isn't merely an aesthetic choice. It's a profound act of homage, a deeply personal offering that transcends the purely aesthetic. It highlights Eddie's appreciation for his father's sacrifices. It's a testament to his deep-rooted values. It speaks to Eddie's deep-seated commitment to honoring his father's sacrifice and to remembering his father's life. The unexpected news of Eddie's medical condition serves as a stark reminder of the unpredictability of life, Lily. The diagnosis is a devastating blow that throws his entire world into chaos, throwing into sharp relief the preciousness of life and the need to live each moment to the fullest. This moment of despair and fear is so profoundly moving, highlighting Eddie's resilience and capacity for self-reflection. His reaction to the news is both raw and honest. The vivid imagery used to describe his emotional turmoil, the feeling of betrayal, the confusion, the exhaustion, adds to the emotional impact of the scene. What's your impression of his response to the diagnosis?
It's completely understandable, Sophia. His immediate reaction, anger, betrayal, exhaustion, a sense of unfairness, is perfectly natural given the context. He's coping with a life-altering diagnosis that threatens to cut short his life. The detailed descriptions of his emotional and physical responses, from the initial shock and disbelief to the subsequent depression, are powerfully moving. He doesn't shy away from expressing his anger and frustration, his feelings of helplessness and injustice. It's completely authentic, and it resonates with readers and listeners on a deeply human level. The raw emotion of this part of the chapter, in contrast with the earlier celebratory moments, is tremendously powerful.
It certainly is. His initial reaction of anger and despair gives way to a profound acceptance of his mortality. His description of his journey towards this acceptance is remarkably honest, and his reflective tone is both moving and inspiring. What do you think is the significance of this transition?
It's a powerful transition from denial and anger to acceptance and understanding, Sophia. This underscores his resilience, his willingness to confront his mortality head-on, and his decision to make the most of his remaining time. He is determined to live his life fully and honor his legacy. It's a deeply moving and profound moment of self-reflection.
Absolutely. It's a remarkable transformation, a journey from despair to acceptance and empowerment. The chapter ends with Eddie finding profound meaning and purpose in his life and work, accepting the limitations that have been placed upon him, and choosing to focus on celebrating the positive elements of life, both for himself and for those around him. It's a fitting end. So, to our listeners, what do you think about Eddie's journey? What would you do in similar circumstances? What resonates with you the most from this chapter? We encourage you to share your thoughts and opinions with us and with other listeners.
In the meantime, don't forget to follow, share, and subscribe. And be sure to check out the award-winning docuseries on Tubi, listen to the audiobook and soundtrack of the motion picture I'm Not Supposed to Be Here.
We'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks to our listeners for being a part of Eddie's inspiring story. His resilience and determination are a testament to the human spirit.
Absolutely. Eddie's story reminds us of the power of connection and the importance of supporting one another. We wish him all the best in his future endeavors. It's been an emotional roller coaster, and we're glad we shared it with you. What a wild ride.
And visit imnotsupposedtobehere.com and tokedekeda.com.